This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Progress. Okay, good morning, everyone. This is our Wednesday morning Devar Torah. I want to share with you an amazing insight and remez attributed to many Gedolim. It's well known this is attributed to the first Belzer Rebbe, Sar Shalom. This is also attributed to the Baruch Tam and others. We read in the beginning of the parasha the episode of the Yifas Toyar, where when somebody is going to war and passions are flaring, the Torah actually gives license for a Jewish soldier to engage with the Yifas Toyar. The Lashon of Rashi, Loi Dibra Torah Ella Keneged Yetzer Hara. Loi Dibra Torah Ella Keneged Yetzer Hara. We're now going to uncover a deeper meaning of Loi Dibra Torah Ella Keneged Yetzer Hara. And I read to you the psak of the Eshel Avram of Buchach. In the back of every Shulchan Aruch you have the Eshel Avram of Buchach, Rav Warman, Zeretzag Levracha, who brings, what do you do if one of your, a string of your talis is snapped? Now I tell you, I guess I'm a little embarrassed to say, I do have on my talis right now, one of the strings I gave in to whatever, it snapped, one of the strings. I think even that string is still the required length. The halacha is the talis is kosher. You're allowed to be missing one string. However, the Eshel Avram writes, Shamati b'shem gedoy lehador, sheyesh ledakdek b'midas chasidus. You should be careful, atz midas chasidus, shegam im nechza rak chod echad meyaches chutin, shebechol echad ve'echad meydal tzitzios. If you're missing even one string, kivan shenisha rak lamed alef chutin, bechol adal tzitzios. If even you still have 31 strings, nachayin lasos acherim, you should make another pair. It's not good. Are you Yoytze? Yes. Are you Mekayim the Mitzvah Medaraisa? Yes. Are you Mekayim the Mitzvah Medrabanan? Yes. However, it's still not correct to do that. Where does this come from? Kain Shamati B'Shem Harav HaChosid HaMafursam Ramanachem Mendel Miriminov. This is quoted by the Eshel Avram. Now, it's not so pashut you could do this. Why is it not so pashut you could do this? Because whatever tzitzis you're taking off, you're being moirid them mikedusha. Nevertheless, it's preferable to have 32 complete strings. 32 complete strings. Why is that? Why would that be? The tzitzis are still kosher. Says the Eish Avram, he talti ha tzitzis mi agabi atalas, eshe chosvim chorechad, gam shal yepasha etzli misra doi shaykh midas chasidus, kiven sheish gam kein sad kepeda, melaharid tzitzis shabbegid mashim tashmishi mitzvah. It's not so simple you're allowed to do this because you're being moirid tzitzis from kedusha. And it's a chumrah, it seems to be a needless chumrah, but I did it anyway, because mitzvah l'shmaya divrei chachamim. Rav Menachem Mendel Miriminov said to do it. So even though halachically maybe it's an issue, I'm going to listen to the chachamim and I'm going to do it. And certainly there's still an inyan of hider mitzvah. It's still included in hider mitzvah. Very interesting. What's the inyan? What would be the advantage of having 32 complete strings? So, the Belzer Rebbe, and this is brought in the Sefer Leket Imrei Kodesh, that my dear friend Dr. Gedalia Schwartz got for me many years ago. It's a very beautiful set of Tiras bells. And the Belzer Rebbe said as follows. The Gemara Menachos tells us on Daf Mem Dalet about somebody who made up to engage with the Zoyna, and he was about to commit the sin, and in the last moment, the tzitzis hit him in the head. So says the Belzer Rebbe, from here we see that even if tzitzis that has 31 strings is kosher, but in order to have the extra protection from the Yetzer Hara, you need all 32 strings. Says the Belzer Rebbe, this is the remez of the words, Loi dibra toira ella neged yetzahara. Loi is 31. Loi, 31? Dibra toira! You fulfill the biblical obligation. Loi, 31? Dibra toira. You're mekayim the doraisa. Ella! Ella's gematria, 32. Ella, 32? That's neged yetzahara. That is needed to counteract the yetzahara. That's the deeper meaning of Loi dibra tira elak neged yetzahara. Loi 31 dibra tira. That's the biblical obligation. Ella 32. That's needed neged yetzahara. So the Belzer Rebbe explained that in order to fight the heart of the yetzahara, you need to have lev. You need to have 32 strings. If you have 31 strings, you're not going to attack the yetzahara where it counts. So that's what is said over in the name of the Belzer Rebbe. This Dvar Torah is quoted in the name of many Svarim. There's a Sefer, Penine Ar, who brings that based on this idea we could read, V'loi Sasuru. If you have Loi 31, Chas V'Shalom Sasuru, you could veer after the Yitzhara. Achare, when are you going to be past the Yitzhara? Levav. Lev vachem, when you have 32 in you. In other words, we read the pasuk v'loi sasuru achrei levavchem. V'loi, if you have 31, sasuru, you might stray after the yitzhara. Acharei, when are you past the yitzhara? Levavchem, lev vachem, when you have 32. So that's an additional remez based on what the Belzer Rebbe taught. So this halachic suggestion of the Esha Avram of Buchach is miyusad on the remez given over by the Belzer Rebbe. Comes Hagoyin Rav Meir Shapiro in the Sefer Or HaMeir on Sukkis, and he says the pasuk in Mishlei Perek Vav Pasuk Lamed Beis Noyef Isha Chasar Lev, literally one who commits adultery is lacking lev, lacking understanding. It could also be read Noyef Isha, if someone commits adultery, Chasar Lev, he must be lacking in his 32. He must be missing one of his 32 strings. Noyef Isha, Chasar Lev, he's missing in the 32. But there's another dimension over here that is taught by the Eshel, that is taught by the Baruch Tam. Because this Dvar Torah, Loi Dibro Torah, Ela Keneged Yetzahara, was taught by the Baruch Tam as well. And he would say, why is it Loi 31 Dibro Taira Yumakam the Daraisa? Ella 32 is Keneged Yetzahara. The Baruch Tam explained, we know that Tzitzis itself is Gematria 600, the 8 strings and the 5 knots, that's 613. The Tzitzis remind us of the whole corpus of the Taira, all 613. But if you're missing, even one string, then you're missing from the Taryag. If you're missing from the Taryag, okay, now you're open prey to the Yetzahara in that one area. So that's the importance of having all of one's tzitzis shleimais. It's also brought, Loi asachein l'chol goy, u'mishpatim ba'al yidom haleluka, Loi asachein l'chol goy. Meaning, in general, for Klal Yisrael, L'chol Goy, 31 would be good. But we need 32. Baal Yida'um, U'mishpatim, Baal Yida'um Haluka. The highest Madrega is the Baal, is the 32 strings of the Tzitzis. Okay, so that's the Remez of the Sarshalm of Bells, as well as the Baruch Tam. And it's actually has halachic ramifications as quoted by the Eshel Avram Buchach in Hilchos Tzitzis, Siman Yud Beis, Sif Aleph. Okay, I wish everyone a wonderful day. Tonight we have an amazing share at 8:30 of the power of Asher Yatzar to heal any malady and to inspire one to do tshuva. Have a great day. Bracha v'atzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.